Right now, he turned to Washington, and that can only mean Nancy Ognanovich, who can translate the smoke signals coming out of selected white marble buildings. Nancy, who is Senator Schumer speaking to when he speaks on infrastructure?
Well, he has to speak to the White House these days. Before, it was just him and Pelosi, right, trying to come up with strategy in terms of dealing with Trump and infrastructure. But now they're taking, you know, they're looking to the White House for leadership. But, of course, you know that he's talking to Manchin and other influential Democrats in his caucus, and he's looking for some Republicans that he can pull along to help him get something through in the Senate.
What do they give the Republicans? You are our auspicious senior congressional reporter. They have to give something up to 10x Republicans. What do they give up?
I've been thinking a lot about that because I'm really tired of this talk about nebulous pay-fors, right?
Exactly. Thank you. She's tough as nails. She's got that voice, and you figure like she's, you know, doing tea and crumpets, or she's out at Ben's Chili Bowl having hot dogs. She's tough as nails. What do they do? What do they give up?
I just want you to know that a very important chairman told me a long time ago, angels in heaven don't decide where highway projects get built.
There we go.
And he was right.
Well, what are they going to do? What are they going to give up to the GOP?
What are they going to give? Well, I'll tell you, you don't hear much about it publicly, but I think that there's going to be a big negotiation, if it isn't already underway, about projects. And tonight, you mentioned Cincinnati. The president is going to Cincinnati. And sure, Ohio is important, right, politically for any president. But what's in Cincinnati? The Spence Bridge.
Exactly.
Mitch McConnell wants the Spence Bridge.
Oh, he come on, stop it. First of all, we call it the Michael Spence Bridge in honor of the Nobel laureate. Explain this to our global and national audience, the importance of a hunk of metal. Is it the Ohio River? Excuse me.
Yes.
Could be, yeah.
Nailed that? Okay.
Yep.
There's a hunk of metal across the Ohio River that George Washington christened. What are they going to put in a 12-lane highway?
Well, it's decrepit. It needs replacement. It's where Interstate 71 and 75 come together. It's part of the whole system. And a guy like McConnell, who's very savvy about infrastructure, he always gets the biggest projects in any bill, knows that he can call this a bridge of national significance. He said this is not an earmark. This is a bridge. This is a project of national
significance. Why is that? Why is it national?
Well, it's on the interstate system connecting one state to the other and, you know, major corridor. So you can argue that. And Rob Portman, one of the top negotiators on this bipartisan thing, is from Ohio, too. So I think Biden being there tonight is not just an accident.
All right, Nancy, I would also argue that the Gateway Project is also a national
Explain
issue.
What that is.
The Gateway is getting these tunnels, some new tunnels underneath the Hudson River. Exactly. So New Jersey
is.
Transit
it's
doesn't.
It's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's Schumer's priority.
I know it is. So there's,
really?
These sound like earmarks to me, but what do I know? You're the expert. So, Nancy, I mean, just give us a sense of timing. It just seems like it's, you know, start and stop, start and stop. Where are we on timing?
Everybody's focused on this vote at 2:30-ish this afternoon. That's going to fail. But that's not something we haven't seen before. The leader will just have that vote in a few days when people have had more time to negotiate. But even if they do get a deal, you have to wonder, where is the House of Representatives on this? And the conductor of this train often is Nancy Pelosi. She's the one who manages to pull everybody together to get the thing going all the way. And she and a lot of other Democrats are not happy with what they're hearing about going on in the Senate because the House has been completely excluded from this negotiation. And the House developed a very ambitious surface transportation bill with all these other things in it and got it through the House of Representatives a few weeks ago. And they have all kinds of earmarks for their members. Mm-hmm. They got requests for, well, they got 2,300 project requests worth almost $15 million. Dollars. And they need these things for people running for re-election. So I don't see this thing quite close to being done.
Nancy, Al from New Jersey emails in and he goes, what's in it for New Jersey?
Well, New York, New Jersey Gateway Project.
Gateway Project.
I'm all about it. Don't worry. I'm
maybe they'll call it the I still say the tunnel. If there's two tunnels, two.
Yeah.
Should be Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
Right, I mean, exactly.
You know, it's got to be, you know, you got to, can you just see, can you see like John Tucker doing the radio, Charlie Pellett?
Of course.
Bon Jovi backed up for an hour. Nancy, thank you so much. Nancy Ignatovich, just a legend, truly, without exaggeration, a legend in Washington, an incredible.
Yeah, she knows how the sausage is made down there, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.